Welcome to The Good We Can from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. During this weekly podcast, we share a Bible reading and a brief devotion. Today we turn to a familiar passage, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. I'll be reading from the Common English Bible translation. If I speak in tongues of human beings and of angels, but I don't have love, I am a clanging gong or a clashing cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and I know all the mysteries and everything else, and if I have such complete faith that I can move mountains, but I don't have love, I'm nothing. If I give away everything that I have and hand over my own body to feel good about what I've done, but I don't have love, I receive no benefit whatsoever. Love is patient. Love is kind. It isn't jealous. It doesn't brag. It isn't arrogant. It isn't rude. It doesn't seek its own advantage. It isn't irritable. It doesn't keep a record of complaints. It isn't happy with injustice, but is happy with the truth. Love puts up with all things, trusts in all things, hopes for all things, endures all things. Love never fails. As for prophecies, they will be brought to an end. As for tongues, they will stop. As for knowledge, it will be brought to an end. We know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, what is partial will be brought to an end. When I was a child, I used to speak like a child, reason like a child, think like a child. But now that I've become a man, I've put an end to childish things. Now we see a reflection in a mirror. Then we will see face to face. Now I know partially, but then I will know completely in the same way that I have been completely known. Now faith, hope, and love remain. These three things, and the greatest of these is love. Now for a devotion on this Bible passage written by John Gooch, retired elder in the Missouri Conference of the United Methodist Church, an author, historian, and teacher. Mr. Gooch writes, God calls us to love one another. That's what Paul is saying to the Corinthians and to us. We think, that's really hard. How can I love her? I don't even like her. He's such a jerk. I did all the work on that project and he took the credit. Love him? Forget it. That's life, right? Those same feelings carry over into public relationships as well. How do we love people who are different from us? Read today's scripture again and think of all the things Paul was saying as simple steps to loving our neighbors. Patience, kindness, civility, hope. Not tooting one's own horn or looking down on others. Not being jealous of what another person gets credit for. This description still doesn't sound like love. Love is somehow bigger than that, more mystical. No one of those attributes by itself is love, but taken together, they make a good plan for loving our neighbors. How do we learn these attributes? By practicing them. Someone once said, "You make a path by walking in it." We learn patience and civility and all those other traits by living them. Begin with civility, for example. Be polite. Treat other people with respect. Or start with patience. Practice being patient, even if you don't feel patient. If you practice, one day you'll discover how patient you've become. When we make loving our neighbor an abstract ideal, we make loving them difficult. Paul tells us these simple attitudes and practices taken together make up the practice of love. Living them out is one way we answer God's call to love one another. God, show me how to live out your love in the daily tasks of life. Amen. We pray this ministry of the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is a blessing to you each week. Our church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. For more information about our ministries, as well as weekend worship times, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And we hope you'll join us again next week for The Good We Can.